Watch, Trump jokes about backdating NCAA picks after skipping bracket. By Dylan Gwynn on March 23, 2025. President Trump had fun with Fox News reporter Peter Ducey on Friday when he suggested he should backdate his picks after not entering his NCAA March Madness bracket in time. Trump spoke with reporters on the South Lawn of the White House before setting off for Philadelphia to attend the NCAA Men's Wrestling Championships. During the informal presser, Fox's Peter Ducey asked Trump if he had filled out an NCAA March Madness bracket. "President Trump, did you fill out an NCAA March Madness bracket?" Ducey asked. "I didn't, I should have. Have there been upsets, a couple, right?" Trump replied. Ducey asked, "Too late now?" Trump then suggested he could do a backdated filing. "A little bit late," Trump admitted. "I should give you one, but maybe backdate it, right?" There have indeed been several upsets in the early going, and few remaining perfect brackets. According to the NCAA, we began the day with 181 perfect brackets. Number 4 Purdue's 76-62 win over number 12 McNeese took out 40 brackets. And the biggest bracket buster of the day came when number 10 Arkansas knocked off number 2 St. John's 75-66, eliminating 118 more. The final 23 brackets were gradually diminished throughout the day, including the last perfect brackets from the men's bracket challenge game, CBS, Yahoo, and X's BCG. USA Today's final bracket was eliminated Friday. March Madness aside, Trump had his fill of great NCAA action this weekend at the Wrestling Championships, where he saw Oklahoma State's Wyatt Hendrickson, who is also a second lieutenant in the United States Air Force, defeat Minnesota heavyweight legend Gable Stevenson in one of the greatest upsets in wrestling history. Hendrickson followed up his win with a salute. Trump also received a thunderous applause from the crowd at the NCAA Wrestling Championship as he entered the arena, and he was also welcomed by chants of USA. USA. Breitbart's Elizabeth Weibel wrote.